Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Darren.
Good to talk some basketball again.
Yeah, look, I've missed our little chat and been able to catch up. Always nice.
So the Lighthouse Classic, you went on for a look, obviously, or we had the women playing. Did your women's team at Ulverston play in that?
Look, we did, and I mean, it didn't go to plan, and it was a pretty tough introduction to the coach, and, you know, we did struggle, but I don't think that was, we always knew that. You know, we played Devonport first off, and unfortunately there was only two NWBU sides in it, which was Devonport Ulverston, and then the state under-20s and the state under-18s. So, but Devonport looked quite polished. You know, they looked very settled. They're very quick. If they can add a big to their team, which they normally do, then, you know, they're going to be very hard to beat. Hard to assess the women's competition because of the lack of team. I don't think it'll change much. I think Burnie will be tough. Penguin will be tough. I've already spoken about Devonport. And I suppose the rest are a little bit of unknown. It was still a good hit out for both Devonport and Ulverston. Good for the state team. And even though there was only four teams in it, all the teams got four games. So they'd be very valuable games going forward.
All right, well, let's have a look at round one then. Friday night. So we've got Friday night followed by next Tuesday. We'll just look at Friday. So you mentioned Devonport there. So they're playing Wynyard, Devonport at home. Women, this is.
Yeah, look, I would expect them to be pretty hard to beat on the top of their Lighthouse Classic win. As I said, they did look very settled and very polished. So without knowing too much at this stage, I would say, especially at home, they'd be too strong for Wynyard.
Okay. Game on at Penguin. Penguin against Burnie. Good game.
Yeah, good game. Good game to start off the round. Hard to pick a winner because Burnie didn't enter the tournament, but they had a very strong core of juniors last year. Obviously, Froling was a pretty important part of their team.
Yeah.
Penguin always recruit quite well. So I think just on top of that, I think Penguin.
Right. Smithton at home against La Trobe.
Well, from all reports, both clubs have struggled with their women's teams. Smithton struggled to get a coach to start with. I think Kurt O'Hearn has stepped in there. So he's going to have a big year coaching both the men and the women. So only just a bit of a guess, but probably La Trobe, maybe the fact that they're a little bit more settled. But again, a lot of unknowns.
And your Ulverston ladies, you're off to Somerset.
Yeah, well, we have struggled. You know, it took a while for us to come together, and I mean, that's been a plus in itself. I don't think we'll be good enough to beat Somerset, which, you know, I'd like to say we are. You know, we'll be just looking for a solid performance, something to build on for the rest of the year. I think Somerset at home will be too strong.
All right, so the women on at 7, followed by the men. All right, let's go Devonport and Wynyard.
I think the men's competition this year will be great. The teams at the Classic were really evenly matched. There is reports that Wynyard are bringing in their own American. Devonport are bringing in their own player. Brady Armstrong back at Devonport. You know, hats off to Lee and Scott McGaffin that go around again.
Yeah.
They look pretty good, Wynyard. Devonport can score, but I think Wynyard, just with their experience and just a little bit more depth, at this early stage.
Right, is Ben Armstrong coaching Wynyard again?
No. Michael Rowland.
Michael is, right, okay.
Michael's pretty familiar with the system in Wynyard.
Yeah.
And they could become quite strong because if Cy Deans does suit up for Wynyard before he goes away, and once the Jack government finish, obviously he won't be playing in the early games, but if he does get to play a few games with Wynyard, if they bring in an import who works out to be the right person for them. So, you know, they could become a real force as the roster rolls forward.
Penguin at home against Burnie.
Yeah, Burnie looked pretty good at the Classic. I mean, they won the final, played some good basketball together. They look like they've trained quite a bit. Penguin looked pretty good as well. So I think Burnie, just on form at the moment, Burnie might be a bit strong in this.
Smithton at home against La Trobe. Bragg's gone to Queensland, so.
Yeah, Bragg's gone to Queensland. Yeah, Smithton, La Trobe. Barry, I think he's back. The American that was with them not last year, the year before. You know, if he turns up in shape, he didn't turn up the first year, but he played himself into shape and got better as the year went on. Smith and Norway's put a competitive team on the floor. I think Latrobe, they've had their problems getting a team together. They went public a couple of weeks ago on their troubles and what's happened. And, of course, they've got the new American that's signed with Thunder playing with them. Mm. But, you know, I still think Smith might be a bit strong in this one. Unless things change, I don't think either team is going to trouble the top four this year.
Right, and finally the game at Somerset up against Ulverston. Have Ulverston got Masunda?
Yeah, he played in the tournament. They're pretty well the same. They've only lost Cameron Brown to Penguin.
Yeah.
And other than that, they're very much the same. Somerset look pretty good, though. They've picked up two or three players. I'm not sure where they come from, whether it was Hobart or Melbourne. They're going to trouble some teams, Somerset, especially at Somerset. And Ulverston won't want to take it too lightly because, you know, Somerset get their tails up and get in front. They could be hard to run down. But maybe Ulverston's experience. Paul Campbell's playing well, as say Masunda. If Masunda does come up from Hobart, a pretty settled group at the moment. So maybe just a little bit of experience will get Ulverston the win. But as I said, they won't want to take it lightly because Somerset, as I said, they'll upset some teams this year.
All right, so round one, women at 7, men after that. Games at Devonport, Penguin, Smithton and Somerset. Love talking basketball with you, mate. We'll
All right.
Have a great weekend and we'll talk with you again on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darren.